that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wilms right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. I am Coach Peggy, and we are here. We're going to chat with one of my favorite guests. I brought him back. You know, usually when we get together, obviously, we're going to talk about wellness. But when we have a fun guest like this that is going to spin, you're not even going to guess what the topic is. We're going to spin it on its edge. So we get together every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and we chat about whatever, wellness stuff, good stuff. So listen, it's Halloween, and I am a sugar freak. You guys know that. And I have avoided, I'm not even going to pick on our guest today about his sugar adventure recently.
Thank you.
Promise. Not going to. But I love my sugar. You guys know that. And I am avoiding it. I live in a community, luckily, where there are zero trick-or-treaters. So I did not bring any sugar into the house. But I know you guys are trick-or-treating out there. So be safe this week. And the best tip I could give you is don't bring your favorite candy into the house. Bring in Starburst, Marcus, whatever you don't like. Bring that into the house.
I learned that the hard way.
You did. I know. So did you bring your coffee mug? You know, it's Coach Couch and Coffee. We always have. You did. You got your mug. Cheers. Today, mine says I'm a majestic princess. How do you feel about that today? You know?
I think that's absolutely correct.
You know, we have to make it up as we go along. Earn an Emmy, as I say. So today, Marcus was with me back in April, and we chatted about stress and how it affects us, and I would love for you guys to go back and take a look at that show. You can catch it on my YouTube channel or on my website at 3wellnesspillars.com, so go check that out. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a spin. So Dr. Marcus Vetstein is an endocrinologist, and he was born and raised in Germany, came to the United States in 1989. And he moved where I met him into Grand Junction, Colorado. Practice is still there with a very, very busy practice since 2009, full time. Works too much. Corporate America.
Yeah.
Loves to be outside, has three amazing children. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about his physical, psychological, kind of emotional, spiritual. He's been on this little journey, big journey, the last several months, several years. And we're going to chat about that. So I decided to name this episode The Doc's Personal Discovery.
Oh, great.
So creative. It just took all my creative juices right out of me, Marcus. So before I, you know, leave it to you, I was thinking about a subject you and I chatted about back in 2009. I think we were sitting in the lunchroom or whatever, because I used to be Marcus's office manager. That's how we actually met 10 years ago. We always used to chat during lunch about crazy stuff. And I remember sitting there, because I was a trainer in sports performance nutrition. I also worked with you. And I remember you and I got on a discussion about nutrition. And we were talking about how little nutrition physicians have in college. Like, you're lucky if it's a semester. Yeah. So, and you and I would chat about that. And as an endocrinologist, obviously, you do discuss that because you deal with diabetes and metabolic system and stuff like that. But I was thinking about how odd, you know, just nutrition or exercise is to the average physician. And so you were ahead of the game a little bit there. And then I started thinking about your journey, spinning it to all this other self-discovery. So I just wanted to throw that out to you, just going, at least you know what a carbohydrate was. So how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. Yes. And just to that, along those lines, you know, we also discovered that even if we have the knowledge like myself, and I give that to my patients every day, it's much more difficult to detect that in yourself, you know, because we're all so busy and we don't really have enough time to sit down and think about our own body and our own health enough, honestly. And that's where the whole mess starts. So, you know, nutrition is a big factor. And you remember what we uncovered in myself was the lack of water.
I know. You know, you guys, when we got back together, Marcus, you can take us through this, because I really want to give the listeners a chance to understand how, because when you and I were chatting in March, we were like, oh, let's get together this pilot and talk about stress, because we're always chatting about stuff. And now we've gone all over the place. Right. So take us through kind of what's happened with you and then how we ended up working together one-on-one again.
Well, the very first thing was when you approached me about the topic stress, you know, April was stress month. And so
right.
go on to the radio show and talk a little bit about stress. And that sort of like opened Pandora's box for me.
Right.
I basically realized how much stress there was in myself. And so our little pilot study was sort of an introduction to myself and dragging a whole bunch of people with me.
I know. I think we had 30 in the pilot.
Yeah.
Drug 30 people with us.
Try and figure out the very first thing that we came up with was, you know, concentrate on breathing and try and work for 5 minutes, maybe twice a day if you're lucky, to see if we can baby step that into people's routine. And, you know, it is a struggle. It's quite amazing to see how many people, including myself, just try and shortcut the time for ourselves. And so we sit there and we say, oh, gee, I still have to do this and that. And what falls aside is always the stuff that we are meant to do for us.
Right.
And we wind up putting that on the back burner. And as we were talking about stress, how that chronic stress phase slowly works on your health and deteriorates everything. And then people wind up with true diseases. And if it's diabetes, they're going to have to see me or somebody.
Right.
And so the idea is that we should really work on prevention more than getting there and then trying to avoid the trouble that's already accumulated, you know, because we've done damage by the time the body says enough is enough. It's kind of late.
Yeah.
And so getting to that earlier with, you know, trying to do some breathing techniques and basically just taking time out for yourself is
So were you discovering when we were going through that pilot, because it ended up being like 60 days, were you discovering, because I know you were doing some, you know, you were doing some meditation and things like that before. So did the stress thing really wake that up to make that more of a habit? How did you
come?
Absolutely. Right.
You know, it was first the detection. First of all, to see what kind of a mess I'm in, you know.
Right.
Public speaking, like we're doing right now, you know, was a bear for me. And caused huge anxieties and tremendous troubles. And, you know, through all of this, I managed to work on that and sort of get it over with, get it out of the way. You know, it's still there, obviously, but it's much less impactful. Let's put it that way. And that's the approach to all of this, you know. It's really something when people, you know, have bad childhood or something like that, you know, and that is still present and that's still hounding them. If it will be there for the rest of your life, the question is how much space do you give it in your life to rear its ugly head and determine how you're going to feel and be and react and all that kind of stuff. And that is up to us, you know.
You know, when So I spent about 25 years in corporate wellness, and part of that was always, you know, not only just making my peers happy and trying to figure out how to stop the revolving door and keep retention so they were happy, but obviously was to work really hard with leadership. And one of the industries I was working in is the medical field, and physicians and nurses are literally probably the top two worst in regards to self-care. And we always say, oh, they don't eat well and they don't move. But it's also a lot to do with the timeouts and the stress and those things that we aren't willing to take the time up front if we don't see a quick outcome. And with breathing and yoga and meditation and those things, it's like, well, I'm not seeing something right away, so I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Well, for me, it took about a month, I would say, of regular meditation before people around me actually said, hey, you seem to be different, you know, and ask right. what's going on in my life, because I guess they wanted a slice, you know, right. in terms of, trying to shake that continuous pressure that's on us and take time out. And it's not just about the 5 minutes, you know, dedicated meditation. It's also during the day. If you can remember to just take time out and take a big breath or two or three during the course of the day, it makes a huge difference. It really does.
It does. You know, I think with, because I know you and you've been, you know, I've been privy to you sharing your outcomes as you go along. And, you know, one of the things that I had said to you back in July, so for you guys listening out there, I said to Marcus, hey, if you want to know what people suffer through when I work with them one-on-one, I said, let's pretend you're a client and I want to put you through everything that, you know, all of the strategies and tools. And so you have to pretend and play along. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. And so initially up front, I want to hear what you think were some of the top few things that rolled out when we focused on you, because mm-hmm. I remember I have a chart of you over here. But what do you remember with some of the things? What's that?
Let's hope that's HIPAA compliant, you know?
It is. Of course it is. Of course it is. But I'm just curious, when you look back, because we often forget all the great things that we've learned or discovered, the human body just, you know, says, oh, we've just going to focus on the negative. I'm just curious, some of the things that rolled out for you when we started focusing on you.
Well, the biggest one for me was to realize, first of all, like I said, how much stress there was, and trying to move into different habits to try and get that out of the way. One big one for me was also sleep. I wasn't aware of that. You know, if you're chronically yeah. sleep deprived, that just adds to your stress and makes you, grinds you down over the years. So, you know, I'm a scientist, so I do all these apps, you know, I do a meditation app, I do a sleep app, I do whatever not, you know,
right.
all kinds of things. And they give me good clues as to if I'm progressing, how I'm progressing, if I have a bad day and so on. And all these things together just kind of made me a different person, honestly.
You know? That is what one of the things that sets you aside, you know, other than, let's just say, the regular client, is that you are very data driven. And that is a lovely person to work with for me, because, you know, you're looking at that and you're saying, wow, let's make some adjustments. So I remember when we were first having you log your foods and take a look at it, which is what you do with your clients. You're like, well, let me look at your carb ratio. But when we were looking at you, we uncovered some things on your energy levels and sustaining, you know, your insulin, you know, your levels, blood sugars throughout the day, that I think the main thing that I remember you saying that was a big discovery is that you realized gifting yourself, mm-hmm. you know, to focus on yourself and to authorize yourself, not only the time mm. or money or whatever it was a big deal for you.
Right. Well, that's what I mentioned in the beginning. We take time out for everybody else and we just put ourselves into mm-hmm. the background, and that just doesn't work for long, you know. People just get burned out that way, for sure.
Right. Yes, and you were always dehydrated. You're doing much better though. Doing much better. You could share how much you love exercise.
Oh shoot. Now there's still there's always work in progress, right?
And that's right.
Toughest topic of them all. And since I signed up for your boot camp,
right,
I've been working on that, but not super successful. It's one of those things where I think the stressed out body has to kind of like agree to it or something like that. I'm not so sure what it is, but I still have resistances that are just unbelievable. Why? You know,
isn't that crazy? I think it's such a good example. You're such a good example of we are our habits. And, you know, if we were talking right now, I have two clients that are in their late teens and early 20s. And I tell them all the time what a pleasure it is to have some young clients again. It's been a little while mm-hmm. because we're so proactive. And like you had said, you know, we're preventive with them and I can plant out some things for them versus peeling back the onion with clients that are 50, 60, 70 and us going, okay, you're going to need to move a little bit. But so what we did is everybody has a cross to bear, whether it's exercise or, you know, food, or whether it's even organization or, you know, relationships or whatever. So what we did with Marcus is to have him do a couple of little baby exercises first thing in the morning. So I had told him to roll out of bed, fall on the floor, do something. So how's that still going for you?
Yeah, that is going. Yes, yes. But, you know, some days a little bit better and some days a little bit worse, I can tell you that. You know, the basic principle, never break a sweat, is still present, you know.
You have so many mantras I need to have for you to create my little t-shirt shop. Never break a sweat. Yeah, that's a good one. So where do you feel like when you started focusing on nutrition and you started moving more and we really started looking at your sleep, where do you feel like it came out the most? Was it at work? Where did people start saying, I kind of see a difference?
Yeah.
Was it family?
Yeah.
It was work?
At work for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. My German background was basically, you know, on the minute, on the second, you know, my staff to be working properly. And it's not very nice to behave that way towards your fellow citizen, you know?
Right.
And all of that kind of like, went towards the, oh, well, so now we have this situation. And the result of that for myself was that I was able to concentrate a whole lot more and I got my memory back.
That's right. I forgot us talking about that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, tremendous. You know, I was unaware how stress influences your memory, how significant that is. And my job, not a good thing, you know?
Right.
You really just forget about who you're talking to when you walk into a room.
Right. In the stress of not remembering all the details, because we tend to blame it on getting older, but we really can make a difference on staying healthier to bring that back.
Well, you know, in my case, I would say I debunk that. It's not getting older making your memory worse. I think it's the stress that's making your memory worse. Cumulative effect over the years is creating these troubles. And, you know, besides real disease like Alzheimer's, that might actually be influenceable as well. Who knows? You know?
Right. With stress.
Techniques and stress reduction and things like that.
Right. Yeah. You know, you had shared with me that your, you know, one of your favorite, really your morning routine is doing your little mini exercises. And for typically what that is. And so I give clients just this simple little calendar that they don't have to stick to, but it has little figures on it and they can pick any one of them and it's diverse exercises, full body parts, and they can pick one just to make it simple. They can choose the sets or the reps, and we usually have them do a bed and breakfast. So they'll do a couple things in the morning, a couple at night. And right off the bat, because Marcus loves exercise so much, he's like, I'm just going to do them in the morning.
Did not work out for me.
Right. And we determined that. And I was like, hey, that's fantastic. So that's one of your morning routines. And then the second one, you do some meditation. And then the third, you have a healthy breakfast. That's your typical three things in your morning that start you off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And moving towards the lunches next with regards to trying to make it more healthy, you know, because we're all doing stuff on the go and a little bit of prep goes a long way. I know it's extra time and lots of people pinch time, you know, by the minute, but the payoff is tremendous. You know?
Well, in your profession too, it's like when I work with physician just like you, and yours is, I mean, 16, 18, however many patients you see a day, it is chop, chop. And you're not likely to go into the patient's room with a handful of almonds, you know, as you're trying to chow down your snack or your lunch or whatever. So those people who do have a lunch, what's that, Marcus?
Off because I just had a handful of nuts, you know, and they got stuck.
Exactly. It's just that when I do have people that I work with that can take a break or, you know, can drive when they can, you know, take their breaks in the afternoon or their lunch break, it's, I think of you, I think of clients like you that can't, you know, there's just chop, chop, chop. And so one of the things you and I worked with is you've got an amazing habit to have that super healthy protein smoothie that ends up sometimes lasting you 4 or 5 hours, but you're able to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That makes a big difference. It is huge. You know, trying to figure out, I mean, you know how it all worked for me before we worked on the diet. It was all just, you know, starvation for the 4 days that I had to work with force and then recovering for the 3 days that you have to do that. And, you know, even the weight changed that way, you know, on the days of starvation, I lost 5 pounds and then on the weekend, yeah. I gained it back again. And it's just not very healthy.
Right. Right. I know that when we were been working together, we're still, you know, this last couple of weeks uncovering stuff. And if I'm, I don't think I'm breaching anything here, but, you know, creating, having a story in our head and making sure we keep testing it as to, is that the real deal? Mm-hmm. And, you know, catching you and saying, well, I always fluctuate 10 pounds. The old Marcus did, mm-hmm. you know, he would starve for 4 days and you're just what you just explained. But the new one is 4 pounds mm-hmm. and it's been months because you even went on vacation recently and to keep those boundaries and you enjoyed it and you're living your life and you're healthy weight and you're sleeping well. But the point being is that even making sure those stories in the back of our head are now accurate stories.
Mm.
Right?
You mean the stuff that keeps on...
Because you're not fluctuating 10 pounds anymore, Marcus.
Right, right. Yeah, the old stories that snag us is another whole different topic, you know?
Yeah.
That triggers us and gets us to move away from the path that we know works best. But for some reason, something triggers and I buy, you know, a dozen donuts and I eat it on the weekend. That type of stuff. Or like you right. want to avoid that, the bag of Snickers, right? That I was
going to
have at home for Halloween that just didn't last the weekend.
And see who divulges the secrets, everybody. Did I share that from our session last week? No, I did not. But I want to commend you on one fact, though, too, is that you were able to, you know, now you look at the awareness, you know, because obviously, you know, you went and got it. You were thinking that you potentially were strong enough. Halloween was a week away. You knew as you were mindlessly downing this bag, which is hello. I'm in the sugar club too. I had said to you, I think, well, next time here's some tips, go get it on Halloween, get a smaller bag. And you're like, no, Halloween's over.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm like, Marcus, that's black and white thinking again. You're like, I don't care.
So,
but the thing that you recognized was how you felt after.
Oh yeah.
You know, you felt yucky. And in the future, even if you decide to do it again, you still know what causes it. You're still in control of what you do.
That's the benefit, you know, of the cheat meal that I'm teaching to my patients. You know, every once in a while, you have to have an outlet. And when you overdo it on that day for that meal, then you're going to wind up feeling sick afterwards,
right.
Most likely, because 6 days worth of good food, and then all of a sudden you overdo it. And that extinguishes the craving. I mean, I just basically made the resolution. I mean, I no more Snickers in the house, period. You know,
right. All
there is to it because
right.
I feel miserable. And
absolutely.
So it's a good
yeah,
thing.
You can go get it and eat it at the parking lot at Walmart and 911 me. Stranger things have happened, I'll tell you.
You have to sign out the window while you're driving, right? Because
I have
the whole car.
I have had a call once that was similar to that with someone having a cake in their hands, and we were able to talk them off the ledge and throw the cake away. So it's,
oh, wow.
You know, but to be in that moment for all of us, if food is your addiction, it's really hard when you're in that moment to ask for help and have an accountability buddy to, you know,
oh, it's great to
call
have.
And
for sure. Yes.
So what do you think is going to be the hardest habit as you keep moving forward and you're growing in this whole discovery place for you, even as a physician, what do you think is going to be the hardest one? You're going to have to keep kind of double checking what arena, what lane of your wellness?
It's definitely the exercise.
Is it? Yeah. But are you believing that baby steps matter? Is that sunk in at all?
Absolutely.
Oh.
And, you know, at this point in time, I say that just being able to stick to the baby steps is a platform to build on, you know?
Yeah.
It's much better than not doing it and then trying to go for a mile run and then, you know, pulling your hamstring or something.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
That's famine stuff that never works. It just doesn't.
So the show is like, it's literally time.
Oh, gosh.
It's time to, I know, it's the time. So you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to do those video diaries on the reality TV show so we can keep up to date on what's going on. You come back and chat with us on how you're doing. Does that sound like a plan?
Hey, we're going to chat some more. Thank you. Yes. If
that's
you're inviting me, I'll be there.
Hey, that's awesome. And I want to thank you because it's really difficult for people to be transparent sometimes. And I think that depending on what our profession is, it's even harder sometimes. So I want to thank you because I think it's going to really resonate with people that we all have to focus on this. So thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we got to get over ourselves.
Yes, we do. All right, you guys. Well, you can head over to my Facebook. I want you to check out my Facebook events because I've got some stuff coming up over the holidays that we can work on your goals and gratefulness and all of those fun things. And you can catch me, as you know, every Monday. Next week, I'm going to come back with November is going to be lots and lots of amazing guests. We're going to talk about empathy and friendships with unconditional love. And I've got another coach coming on. So make sure you join us and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.
Listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Welms. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.